I mean, there should be more songs with Toe Jam football references. You know what I mean? It's the Beatles and Come Together at 10 past 8. Up and at 'em this morning, thanks to Harvey Norman at Mount Barker. How are you this morning? I hope things are treating you well as you get back on this Tuesday, back into the workplace after a long weekend. Now, you might have heard at the back end of last week that the High Court in Ireland has had their say on their version of Subway bread. The Subway sandwich chain is a global phenomenon. The bread makeup slightly different here to the UK and Ireland and parts of Europe and the United States even. But a High Court in Ireland has said that the bread the Subway sandwiches are placed on is not bread. This is no existential phenomenon. It's not a cat. They're not suggesting that the bread is other than something that bread-like, but they're saying it doesn't meet the criteria to be bread, and therefore it can be taxed differently. Because more than 2% of the weight of the flour is sugar. Apparently there's 5 grams of in a 6-inch sub or something like that. But the bread definition in Ireland is that less than 2%, it needs to be less than 2% sugar by weight. And it's more than that in Ireland. And I think, you know, whatever you need to do to define what you do, I mean, there's different definitions here. The bread's different here. So this isn't a comment about Australian Subway in any way. But I think if the High Court in Ireland can say that the bread in Ireland is not bread, then can someone just tell the airline industry that what they're serving as coffee, I mean, it doesn't even taste like coffee. What is it? What is that thing they pour in your cup when you ask for a coffee? I mean, it's bad medicine is what it is. Here's John Bon Jovi. Heading up Bon Jovi. It's 12 past 8.